Good evening, and welcome to the next episode and the newest episode of FearoCast. Tonight, we look back at Fearorama 28, bringing on the 80s music edition. But before we jump into Fearorama, did you know that FearoCast has been awarded the Best Iconic American Car Brand Enthusiast Club 2023 podcast by Business Concepts and for 2024, the Best Automotive Podcast from Corporate Visions? These Automotive Awards is a program that recognizes and celebrates the achievements of the best and brightest in a specific industry. FearoCast is a production of the Northern Illinois Fearo Enthusiast, which is an incorporated business in the state of Illinois. Approaching 50 episodes and more are coming, FearoCast has been a project that started back in 2020 for the Fearo community. Thank you to the Fearo community for your support and listening to FearoCast. It has been a pleasure producing each and every episode for you. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and you are listening to the newest episode of FearoCast, the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fearo and the Fearo community. You can find past FearoCast episodes at FearoFocus.com and on our Facebook page, as well as on YouTube. We would like to thank our FearoCast supporters for this 2024 season: the Fearo Store, Rodney Dickman, Bonturst Solutions, the Midwest Fearo Clubs, GoldenEye Graphic, the NIFE Store, the Northern Illinois Fearo Enthusiasts, Auto Modella, and A1 Auto Transport. This episode tonight is brought to you by A1 Auto Transport and the Fearo Store.
We know how hard it is to find Fearo parts. We also know that as years go by, finding parts isn't going to get any easier. The big box stores will never make new Fearo parts because our community is just too small. This is why we need to support the companies that support us. For nearly 30 years, the Fearo Store has sponsored our club events, provided free technical support, and produced well over 150 exclusive parts that no big box store would even consider. So, next time you need Fearo parts, head over to thefearostore.com and browse through thousands of products that are specifically designed for your Fearo. That's fearostore.com, the world's largest source of Fearo parts.
With over three decades of experience in vehicle transportation, A1 Auto Transport stands as a reliable choice for Fearo enthusiasts. Specializing in a seamless transport of Pontiac Fearos nationwide, the company takes pride in its commitment to excellence. Recognizing the unique needs of Fearo owners and collectors, A1 Auto Transport ensures the safe and efficient transportation of these iconic vehicles. Their state-of-the-art equipment and experienced drivers guarantee a smooth journey for your prized Fearo. For a worry-free Fearo transport experience, individuals can visit our website at www.a1autotransport.com. That's www.a1autotransport.com. Trust A1 Auto Transport to handle the journey of your classic ride with precision and care. Safe travels on the open road. Remember, a1autotransport.com. All right, thank you again to our sponsors. And tonight we have a ton of stuff to review for this Fearorama 28 episode. The events, the participants, the winners, and special visits from the Wounded Warriors Project. We also want to thank our key sponsors for this 2024 Fearorama show. With their support, it helps keep Fearorama free to all its members. They are V8 Archie, the Fearo Store, Mr. Mike's Upholstery, Woody Buick GMC, Bonturst Solutions, Fast Signs of Elk Grove Village, Tangi Cybersecurity and Technologies, and Auto Dynamics. So, we kick off Fearorama 2024 with a bang this year. Friday night, we had our gathering dinner that saw 14 Fearos and 28 people set out from our host hotel to the MVETS Post 103 in downtown Aurora, Illinois. The AMVETS has two missions: one, supporting veterans, and two, supporting veterans and their families with raising critical funds for their programs. We also like to thank AMVETS Post 103 for hosting and letting us have our kickoff gathering, as well as thank you for your generous donation to this year's charity, Wounded Warriors Project. We hope to come back and visit you again in next year, either next year or the year after Fiorama, but thank you again for all your hospitality. All right, so after that dinner, everybody left. Everybody went either home or back to the hotel to get ready for Saturday. Saturday's event, we kicked off the day around 10 a.m. and headed up to the Volo Auto Museum with over 25 FEAR enthusiasts that caravaned to the 75-acre museum in Volo, Illinois. Volo is just more than a car museum. Volo features a new Titanic exhibit, Jurassic Gardens, planes, trains, movie cars, and cars for sale. They also have a new exhibit that features the old Showbiz Pizza Band that has been repaired and refurbished and brought back to life. Oh, and there's also an antique auto mall as well. So, thank you to Volo for, again, hosting our Fiero people and Fiero community to this awesome event that, again, to a great place, a large place. It took about 5 hours to get through everything, all the buildings, all the exterior stuff, the trolley rides, all the fun stuff. So thank you again. It was a pleasure taking the drive and seeing everything that has to offer at Volo. So after that, everybody headed back to the host hotel, where everybody joined us and had a great time. Loved looking around, again, at the 5 hours plus that we were there. But again, can't spend the entire night there either. So after the event, again, everybody headed back to the host hotel and attended a pretty interesting Q&A session. This Q&A session, is pretty unique to the Fiero community, and it was an appreciation for all Fiero stock modified, rebodied, even personally designed. For this year's Fiorama, we had invited NIFE member Bill Papke from Michigan to attend the Fiorama at the prompting of this by Mark Soldner, NIFE membership director, who read an online article about this unique car called the Flash. It was very intriguing, and it had a very unique storyline. So we wanted to see this creation live and in person. We talked to Bill. Bill's like, okay, sure, I'll come down to Illinois to Fiorama. So Bill is the creator of this car called the Flash, or Flash, which is a customized 86 Fiero GT to help Fiorama attendees grasp what it took Bill to create. He decided to do an informal session that we can interact with Bill with the crowd at over 30 people right now. It was a pretty good crowd in the parking lot of the host hotel. We had a great Q&A session. This Q&A session will be in the Fiorama review video that is currently in production and should be ready in the next few weeks. So be sure to check back at fierofocus.com when that lands. But it's a great Q&A session. The car itself is a masterpiece. If you're subscribed to Fiero Focus, a couple months ago we did a feature article on the Flash, so it was a great precursor to seeing the car at Fiorama this year. After the Q&A, our special guest for the weekend, not only Bill Papke but Cindy Parsons. She's a representative of the Wounded Warriors Project. She had arrived at our host hotel after flying in straight from Ohio just to come to Fiorama. As gracious as the community is, again, we invited Cindy again to our pizza party. Our annual pizza party that's been going on for almost 30 years as Fearama has. We fed 61 hungry fear enthusiasts that munched on salad, homemade desserts, and pizza. At that time, you know, we were able to get introduced to Cindy, and she was able to kind of fill us in on what the Wounded Warriors Project is all about. But we're going to chat with Cindy and Chris Walters in a few, but you know, about the Wounded Warriors Project and what it means to them. And Chris went through the Wounded Warriors Project program, and he'll be able to kind of fill us in on a little bit of aspect, give us a little aspect to that as well. So now, after dinner, after Q&A, after everybody had a great Saturday, we were in the big anticipation of Sunday. Now, moving into Sunday, a spectacular lineup of 76 Fieros filled the parking lot at Pottawatomie Park in St. Charles, Illinois. And for the highlight of Fiorama weekend, it was the All Fiero show on Sunday, which is just one of the best feelings when you're there. It's just the camaraderie, everything is perfect. This year's show brought out a lot of current and new Fiero owners. The day was long, but since it was fun and exciting, it went by very fast. It was over before it even really began. As Fiero owners started pulling in and registering for the show as it kicked off, we had Cindy Parsons step up to the mic, and she got us all together to hear what the Wounded Warriors Project is all about. And then after that, Chris Walters had talked about what the project had meant to him, and now that he has gone through it as well. So again, we're going to have all of that in the Fiorama review video, so you can see all that as it was happening. But we also had a chance to talk to Chris and Cindy, so we're going to get through a couple more segments, and then we're going to jump into some of those in-person interviews. So, but after that, to kick off the show was Jim Stombres. He did a great trumpet rendition of playing the national anthem for us. And again, it was very touching, because everything that we were doing that weekend for the Wounded Warriors, it was very, very emotional. But it also officially kicked off Fiorama 28. This year we had back again, Jersey Mike's was our food vendor for the day. We had raffle baskets to give away, as well as many, many auction items. And during the course of the day, many of you had made generous donations to the Wounded Warriors. And by the end of the day, from your donations, the auctions, the NIFE merchandise sales, we were able to write a check for almost $2,500 to the Wounded Warriors Project. And as a thank you for his service and completing the program, we had all the participants at Fiorama sign a Wounded Warriors Project flag that flew over the show that day. And that was presented to Chris. And here is Chris's own words, what the event meant to him. And I quote, "Hands down, the biggest surprise during the award ceremony was receiving the Wounded Warrior Project flag that flew over Fiorama. It far overweighted any award that I could have ever won. Knowing that many Fiero attendees signed the flag made it even that much more special. Thank you for all of your support. Several Fieros that I voted for ended up winning awards, but my favorite was Jason Fowley's green, very green V8 Fiero GT. Because of this car, it was in my class, and I know Jason represents the V8 Fiero community as well. But my favorite part of this year's Fiorama was my chance to give back to the Fiero family and the Wounded Warriors Project. Words cannot describe the feeling this event gave me. It was my first time at Fiorama, and the people truly made it enjoyable. Nothing compares to the hospitality and the generosity of Knife and the Fear community. You are a class act. End quote. Well, thank you, Chris, and that means a lot to our organization, but it also, for bringing a day that you'll never forget, makes us that much more happier as well. So, all right, okay, so let's get to some of the participants and some of the Fiero community people that had attended Fiorama, as well as we chat with Cindy and Chris, as well as Jersey Mike's. So when I cut away, we're gonna enter into the interviews, and I will catch you on the flip side.
All right, we are live at Fiorama 28, and we have some special guests here today. We've got Cindy Parsons from the Wounded Warrior Project, and we got Chris Walters, who is from the Kansas City Fiero chapter. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. We are glad to be here today.
So this Fiorama, we are supporting the Wounded Warriors Project. Cindy has a great story that she told everybody this afternoon, and Chris was part of the Wounded Warriors Project, correct?
Yes, I'm an alumni,
You're an alumni. So, Cindy, tell us a little bit about the program, and then Chris, you can give us a little bit of a background on how the program helped you as well.
Absolutely. Wounded Warrior Project was established in 2003 to help those wounded warriors coming back from serving their country and to help them transition from the military life into the civilian world. And what started out as just a grassroots project has bombarded into providing multiple programs and services that are free to those post-9/11 warriors and their families to help them in today's world and just to be able to keep going and to know that they are able to do the things that they think they can't. Specifically, my son, who lost both his legs in Iraq back in 2006 and has a severe anoxic traumatic brain injury. So teaching those in the public about those, not only the visible wounds, but the wounds that you cannot see, like post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression. But those programs and services help them understand that they can move forward with goals and maybe even help their communities in some cases. And that's what Shane did. He coached junior high and high school football,
Nice, nice.
leading him to other programs and services
So,
across the country.
What's the total number of Wounded Warriors that the program has helped? Because prior to it, they didn't have anything. So, what's the number that is right now?
Well, you hit the nail on the head because the last time that we had this many warriors that were wounded, Vietnam era, right? Back in the 70s. So we were not prepared for our warriors that were severely wounded, like amputations, burns, and then the invisible wounds. So today, Wounded Warrior Project serves over 210,000 alumni, such as Chris, and their families, and over 53,000 family support members, like Chris's spouse, and family members such as myself as a mom, and their children as well.
So, just so everybody understands, does the program end when their program is done?
That is an excellent question. The program does not end when we help a warrior. It is lifelong, and I'll give you an example. Our warriors are getting older. They're not getting younger, and sometimes their needs shift to different areas. So Wounded Warrior Project does a survey every year, and we survey our alumni to see where those needs that need to be met. And one of the top needs still today is the suicide, those thoughts of depression, anxiety, and the triggers that they occur in a daily life, and how our programs and services help them, like Project Odyssey, where we take our warriors out into like a wilderness area with counselors and help them figure out what those triggers are and help them adapt to their surroundings and understand that there are tools that you can use to help you get through your day, no matter what that is. And we even have couple odysseys, as well as female warrior odysseys as well, and other programs. That's just one of many.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice. How has it helped you overall, Chris, from just everything that you've experienced?
Well, so there are several venues that you can use through Wounded Warrior Project, online being one of them, and there are several events that they have that are in person and online, where you can have a lot of accountability for things that you're trying to do, things that, you know, for me, for instance, I'm PTSD, severe depression, anxiety, TBI. And so there are groups for therapy online. There's groups that you can meet in person. A lot of my stuff actually goes through the actual VA. But there, outside of the VA, there's tons of things that the VA can't do or won't do. And that Wounded Warrior Project and similar entities will pick up the slack on that. Wounded Warrior Project, I have utilized for events for my family, where we've gone to movies together, that it's totally covered by Wounded Warrior. I told Cindy last night, my favorite thing I've ever done with WWP was when my family and I, we all six of us went to, and Moose, went to a movie theater in Kansas City that was dine-in, and they fed us, and we watched a movie, and my girls just thought that we were like royalty.
That's awesome.
Because they were bringing food to our seats at the movie theater.
That's
and
cool.
You know, and my wife said, you know, this is all because Daddy served. And
it's okay.
It's okay, Chris. Yep. You know, Chris has the nail in the head, excuse me. When our warriors come back from serving our country, you know, they sacrifice so much for our freedom. So that when you lay your head on a pillow at night, you have no fear. Because these men and women of our United States military work so hard around the clock, and still today as I'm speaking, that you have no idea where they're at in the world protecting us so that we can have that freedom as we are today here at the car show. The freedom to come together and support each other and to show these beautiful cars. This is the freedom that they provide us each and every day.
Yep, yep.
So Chris has shown that with his military service, and his family shows that still today, and as well as my son and other warriors. Yeah, and let's face it, we need to support all eras. We have a resource center with Wounded Warrior Project I wanted to bring up that I forgot to earlier. Wounded Warrior Project has a resource center that you can access online, by phone, and that is actually for any era of any service, as well as their family members. If they are in need of a resource throughout the United States, we have thousands of those resources that you can access for free. Even though Wounded Warrior Project's goal is for those post 9/11, this resource center is for everyone.
Yep.
So I wanted to throw that out.
Thank you.
Chris, you want to end the statement?
Sure. I just want to personally thank you guys for having us, and for Cindy to come in and spend the time here to spread this word. It is a lot more prominent today in today's society. She brought up the Vietnam era veterans that really received nothing. Actually, I shouldn't say they received nothing. They received horrible negative things when they came back. And that was not, it was not so much like that for me. There was a lot of patriotism, a lot of people wanting to help. And then there comes a time where people, there's a lot of ignorance, I should say. I don't want to say stupidity, because it's just, you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And there's a lot of people that, like she stated earlier, the scars are not visible. You know, when I think about what I've been through as opposed to what her son has been through, I feel like mine is minuscule compared to that sort of experience. I flew airplanes in the military. I hauled those guys in and out of FOBs and different places in Iraq and Afghanistan, hauled them back to launch tool. I've hauled them, you know, flag-covered caskets home. I've done over 200 funerals, military funerals, and presented flags to people of all ages, children being the toughest whenever their parent, you know, has perished. Mm-hmm. And still, I don't do it for the recognition. I never did it for anything like that. It's just because that's just in my DNA. It's just what I do. Yep. And so it's sometimes it's difficult for my wife to understand why I give myself so much to other things when I might not give so much at home that I feel like I'm given, because I feel like maybe we don't need it as much as someone else needs it. Mm-hmm. And so being raised by the amazing badass mom that I had that was you take care of those that can't take care of themselves, and that's what Wounded Warrior Project has stepped up to do as well for those of us that need that help and don't recognize that we need that help.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys, and thank you for making the program aware to people who may not know what the program is. And you know, it is good to know that you guys are getting the proper assistance. And would you call it care, or would you say?
Oh, it's care. Okay. Absolutely, 100% care. If it wasn't care, it's just a logistical shot line, like you're walking through. I compare that to being in the military. Whenever you're in basic training, you go through the shot line and they say, don't move, it'll cut you,
right?
You know, otherwise it's just, you know, it's like herding cats. You're just walking people through, but they don't do that. They more single you out, and I shouldn't say single you out, they focus more on you and what you need as opposed to the masses.
Okay.
So yeah, I would say it's care. Absolutely.
Well, thank you guys. And
thank you.
Again, thank you for joining us, Cindy, today and getting the word out there, again, to people who may not know what the program is.
Thank you so much, and we really appreciate all your support.
Thank you. And Chris, thank you for everything you've
appreciate done. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Just talking.
All right. I am now here with Tim Panfil. He, in a few minutes, is going to be our DJ, TJ. And so if you guys had seen over the past many months, we had a chance for you guys to pick your top 20 songs that you guys liked back in the 80s. So we gave you a list of about 100 plus songs, and we asked you to come up with the top 20 to be presented here at Fiorama 28. So we got DJ Tim here, who is going to be taking us away in a few minutes to give us what your top 20 is. But before we do that, to give us a little bit of information about you and why you like Fieros and why you want to be here with the Fiero people.
Well, thanks, Mike. I am DJ TJ, and I'm so glad to be here for Fiorama 2024. And as Mike said, I will be counting down the top 20 hits of the 1980s as voted by our NIFE members. My love affair with the Fiero goes back to my senior year in high school, which was 1984, the first year that the cars were produced. My very favorite Fiero at that time was the Indy Pace car. It did take me about 3 decades to actually obtain my own Pace car, but I do have a 49,000 mile Indy Pace car, as well as an 85 GT.
Nice. Well, again, I mean, it's the 80s. It's the 80s body style that just doesn't seem to get old. And it's just, again, for some reason, it's a love affair. And once you have one, there's just no turning away. Because if you do sell it, you're back at it again a couple years later.
Absolutely. And the different rebody and engine swap cars out here are unbelievable. These cars are just so versatile. And, you know, kudos to the owners and the mechanics who work on these and preserve the excitement of the Pontiac Fiero. You know, every time I'm here, it's just like a flashback to the 1980s, the greatest decade ever.
And guess what? We're almost at 80 Fieros here today, too. So I don't think we're quite there, maybe one or two shy, but we're pretty close to hitting that 80s mark. So, but yeah, thank you for DJing for us, our top 20. I think it's pretty cool. It's a different aspect again at Fiorama. You know, again, looking at what the future holds in the next couple hours here, we've got the awards are gold-plated for your top class winners, and your best in show winners get a display that's mimicked off of what the record label would give their artist for hitting gold. Yeah. So
those awards are just awesome, Mike. Great job on them.
All right. So let's get started with that top 20. Thank you, DJ TJ. All right. I am here now with Jim Hallman, president and founder of the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiast, and our yearly recording of Fiorama. How's it going this year?
Mike, we're having a great time this year. We got 70, I think last count we had was 76 Fieros on the show field. We have a lot of special stuff going on this year. We have a highly modified, personally designed car called the Flash that people have been stopping by to see. We have vendors on site. We have beautiful weather. We have a big presentation today with the Wounded Warrior Project. We're just having a great time enjoying the Fiero and enjoying each other's company today.
And I mean, it's a very, I mean, going back to what we had, the colors, was it last year we did the colors?
2 years ago.
2 years ago
we did the color. Colors. Yep.
And it, I mean, every color you can think of is on the show field.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we're at every stock Fiero color. We have multiple custom Fiero colors. You know, we have kids voting, you know, just a great time.
And we've got two rebodies. We got a Ferrari and a Lamborghini. And looking at those, I mean, the craftsmanship in those is just stupendous.
Yeah, that, and we have quite a few, which is surprising, quite a few low-mileage Fieros. We have a fully stocked low-mileage class this year, which is good to see, which kind of unique. You know, over the years, we've been having a lot of heavily modified and V8 cars, and there's a lot more stock cars that are coming back into the play at Fiorama this year. So that's kind of an interesting trend that we're starting to see.
Very nice, very nice. And then also something that we're doing special this year to commemorate the 20th anniversary is we're doing our top 20 countdown that the Fiero community picked.
Yes, correct. Yeah, we're doing a highlighting the top 20 songs because our theme this year at Fiorama is 80s music. And since, Mike, did you start in January, I think it was?
Yeah,
I think
I
in
did.
January we started the selection. We started out with 100 songs, and we pared it down ever since January for the past 8 months, bringing it down to 20 songs.
20,
we're bringing
20.
Down to 20 songs now. So we're going to be start promoting those top 20 songs of the songs that you selected for Fiorama this year.
All right, well, I will let you get back to it because you're always busy, 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 busy here at Fiorama. So I will let you get back to it, and we'll touch base with you later.
All righty, but Mike, it's a good busy. It's a good busy.
Yep, thank
you. Thank you.
All right, we are here with Jersey Mike's. What was your name again?
My name is Vince.
We are here with Vince from Jersey Mike's, and you guys have been here for the last 3 or 4 years. You guys have brought us food.
Yeah,
we need food because it is a long day. So you guys provide the food for our guests here at Fiorama, but it's wearing off on you guys. You guys are starting to buy Fiero-related items.
I was going to say, yeah, we seem to always every year go home with more and more merch, and it seems like every year we come here, it rubs off on us a little bit more. We kind of dig into the following of Fiorama and kind of appreciate all the craftsmanship, kind of all the love and care that all you guys give to all the cars out here. So every year we come out here, it just seems a little bit better. So we always appreciate coming out for you guys.
Awesome. So is it, do you always put in the request, like, I'm going to go because I love coming?
So I always say I want to come because it's the one day of the year I get to work outside and be around cars and sell sandwiches to people and just kind of meet and greet people and get to know people from around the country. So definitely a day that I always look forward to during the year whenever I get a chance to come out here.
Very cool. So you guys also had the opportunity to take a walk around the field and take a look at all the different cars. What car stood out to you guys?
So me and my coworker went with the Golden Nugget over there. But honestly, you know, you could spend all day looking at all the fine details and stuff. Unfortunately, as soon as we turn around to try to look at some of the cars, there's lines of people looking for sandwiches and food. So we got to run back over there. But yeah, whenever you get a chance to walk around and kind of just meet the people and how they built their cars and kind of the stories behind the cars and everything. Like I said, it's a very It's very niche and a very good show to be at. And like I said, I enjoy all the stories here and all the kind of little parts and all the little info I get from people as well. You know, all kind of the history of Fierro's and everything that kind of went with it. So
very cool.
So it was a good time over here.
Absolutely. And thank you guys again for coming out and providing the food for Fierro-rama this year. If somebody wants to, outside of the show, wants to grab lunch or dinner, what location are you guys at?
So we are going to be on St. Charles on Route 64, be 2540 Main Street, kind of next across from all the car dealerships and Bosa Donuts over there.
Okay.
So if you're ever in St. Charles and need something to eat, we can always help you out in Jersey Mike's there. We always like to have a good time with customers, get to know you. So like I said, serve your sandwich on the show at the same time.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys again. It's always a pleasure having you guys here, and we hope to see you again next year.
Oh, we'll be here. Trust me.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, there you have it. If this does not convince you to set your calendar for next year's Fierro-rama, please make sure you try and attend this show that, again, once you attend it, you're not going to want to miss another one. Because I will tell you, it will be your first and only time attending. That's wrong. It will be many years after that you'll be coming back to Fierro-rama. So be sure to check back at fierrofocus.com and our Facebook pages for an announcement for next year's event. But now, before we start to wrap things up, let's talk about some of the other highlights of this year's Fierro-rama. We had our top 20 80s music countdown, and this was presented to you by DJ TJ. And what he did is he compiled all of the top 20s that you selected and counted them down from 20 to 1. And again, with your picks out of 100 of the top 80 songs. And we were pleased to announce that with over 100 votes for the top 80 song that you picked and DJ TJ presented at Fierro-rama 28 was none other then Ride Pontiac Ride. That was the top voted song of the 80s. Even though it wasn't really a song, it was more of a commercial and a promotion item, but it was very well played, and the Fierro community and Pontiac community loved that song so much that they voted that as the top 20 song of the 80s played at Fierro-rama. We also want to congratulate NIFE member Dan Tiroff, who represented Knife in the Midwest Fierro Club's MWFC competition for the best 84 Fierro with his 19.1 mile. Yes, you heard that right. 19.1 mile, completely original, 84 red SE. Now, alongside Dan was NIFE member Jason Jacoby from Nebraska. And his restored 84 SE 2M6 competed for the title of the best 84 Fierro in the Midwest at Fierro-rama. With Dan edging out Jason for the title, kudos to both worthy winners. Now, here are some of the other MWFC best 84 winners that were not able to make this year's finals at Fierro-rama. We want to congratulate you on your win at the respected shows that you attended at the Fierro, at the Wisconsin Fierro Fanatics Dells Run was Tim Sabella with his 84 Indy Pace Car. Minnesota Fierro's Forever Back to the 80s show was Vicky Cornelius with her 84 red SE. The Mid-Atlantic Fierro Owners Association Fierro's at Carlisle saw Sam Marquette with his 84 Indy Pace Car win. And then we headed back up to Michigan at the Michigan Fierro Club, Pam and Mike Mayer with their 84 Indy Pace Car. And then we headed out west to the Heartland Fierro Show, where Jason Jacoby with his 84 SE with his, and this one, had a 3800 supercharged V6 matted to a GM Get Drag F23 5-speed manual transmission. Congratulations to all of the regional winners. And again, congratulations to Dan Tiroff with winning the Best in the Midwest at Fiorama. Congratulations again to all of our winners. Now, with some of the other special awards that were given out at Fiorama for 2024, the NIFE board awarded our NIFE Enthusiast Award to Jason and Shannon Fowley. Their longstanding commitment to participating and volunteering at Fiorama and many other Midwest Fiero Club events is commendable. Even when not planning to volunteer, they always step in to help. Their welcoming nature ensures new Fiero owners feel part of the Fiero family. Their cars have consistently won awards across various shows due to their impeccable upkeep in both custom and stock classes. But they don't just collect awards. They drive their Fieros. This summer, they separately drove about 4,000 miles each to attend 5 Midwest Fiero Clubs events, from the Eastern Pennsylvania at Fieros at Carlisle to the Northwestern Minnesota of the Tyler Shipman Show. Again, congratulations to both of you. You do show Fiero enthusiasm all across the board. Again, congratulations. Now, each year, NIFE board members also scour the show field for innovative ideas never before seen on a Fiero. Some ideas are easy to spot, some are not. This year's award-winning concept was backlighting the Pontiac lettering in the rear bumper cover for the 84 through 86 notchbacks, created by NIFE member Steve Melkai. Way to go, Steve. Be sure to check out some of these pictures of his backlit Pontiac lettering on his rear bumper in the current Fiero Focus magazine. And again, some photos will also be posted at FieroFocus.com and on our Facebook page. All right. Well, there you have it. We not only want to thank all the Fiero owners that attended this year's event, but all the volunteers and our sponsors. This event could not be pulled off without your help and support. We want to thank our key sponsors for this year's 2024 Fiorama show. Again, with their support, it helps keep Fiorama free to all NIFE members. They are, again, V8 Archie, The Fiero Store, Mr. Mike's Upholstery, Woody Buick GMC, Bontur Solutions, Fast Signs of Elk Grove Village, Tangi's Cybersecurity Technologies, and Auto Dynamic. Other contributors that helped this year's event include Rodney Dickman, Russ Ormuth of RW Upholstery, Jegs High Performance, Groitz Garage, NIFE Director Matt Meyer, the Crafty Butterfly Boutique, which is NIFE member Elaine Panfil, and Chris Walters of Walters Attic. Our host hotel again, or new for this year, was the Courtyard Chicago St. Charles. And our food vendor, as always, that you heard that we talked to, is Jersey Mike's. We'd like to thank Tim Panfil for being our award-winning photographer and having VIP Photography put together the winner's photo found at FieroFocus.com under the Fiorama section, as well as being our DJ for the afternoon. Thank you, DJ TJ. Now, as the weekend events wrapped up, NIFE board members packed up all the Fiorama paraphernalia into their Fieros and daily drivers, ready to digest the full weekend and nourish their bodies with food. Several years ago, Fiorama attendees expressed a desire for a final dinner before heading home, leading to the tradition of visiting one of Chicago's famous fast food spots for Chicago-style hot dogs, Italian sausage, and Italian beef sandwiches. Everybody rounded up and headed to Portillo's Restaurant off of 64 in St. Charles. Dinner serves as a wind-down event for the weekend, which means Fiorama is over. The pressure is relieved, and it's time to refuel and come back and do another Fiorama 29 in 2025. Be sure to look out for this information and the 2024 Fiorama video that again is in production, and we posted at fiorofocus.com in the upcoming weeks. You will also find a full list of the award winners for this year's Fiorama. Thank you for listening tonight as we talked Fiorama 28. Portions of this podcast was written by Jim Hallman, produced by Goldeneye Graphic, published through FieroFocus.com, and is a production of the Northern Illinois Fiero Enthusiasts. Thank you for joining me tonight. I am your host, Mike Croyer, and thank you for listening to the award-winning and newest episode of FieroCast. This is episode 48 and is the only podcast dedicated to the Pontiac Fiero and the Fiero community. If you'd like more information or have any ideas on a future FieroCast, you can email me at mkroyer@fierofocus.com. Remember to keep fearing. See you next year at Fiorama 29 in 2025. Good night, Fiero owners, wherever you are.